In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if you remember the yesterday's story about the heartless princess, today, to balance the scales a little bit, I want to tell you about a good princess. And her name is Saint Pulcheria, and even though she is not in our general calendar of saints, she is very much renowned in Eastern Europe because she became first the princess and then the empress of the Eastern Roman Empire. And she was very renowned of her piety and also the great and organized rule which she gave to the Eastern Empire. Saint Pulcheria, her name means beautiful, and she died on this day in the year 453, so that is over 1500 years ago, and she was the princess in the Eastern Roman Empire, which, and after the split of the ancient pagan Roman Empire, remained as a great Christian state in the East. Saint Pulcheria's father, the emperor, died when she was only 9 years old, and her mother had already died some years earlier. She had a brother named Theodosius, and he was declared the new emperor, even though this boy was only 7 years old. And when these two, that is Saint Pulcheria and Theodosius, were only 15 and 13 years old, they were declared new rulers and in charge of the whole empire. And now it became Saint Pulcheria's duty as a big sister to instruct her brother to become a good and wise ruler. This was, of course, a very big job for a 15-year-old girl, but everybody could see that this girl was so great example in wisdom and piety that throughout her empire she was called a miracle. Saint Pulcheria always made sure that her brother had good teachers and that she always instructed him how to be a good and pious ruler, because she knew that to be a good ruler of a state, one had to first be a good Catholic. She taught him to pray with great devotion and to love the places where Holy Mass was celebrated, and also to have a great zeal for the Catholic Church and its doctrine. She also took care of the education of her two surviving sisters, and in this way these four children, even though they were left to rule and live without parents, they all grew in virtue and they grew in faith and became good and responsible adults and also good and organized rulers. The time when Saint Pulcheria was in charge of the empire, that was really the most Christian and the best time of the whole big Eastern Rome. Her brother Theodosius died in 450, and Saint Pulcheria became the ruling empress. She ruled 3 years and died on this day in 453 when she was 55 years old. Her death truly became as a shock to the people of the empire, because she was loved and praised so much because of her good heart, and she was missed very much. So you see, children, she truly was a good and loving princess, one who always sought after her own salvation and also the salvation of those whom she ruled, or the salvation of both the rich and the poor, big and the mighty, and also the common and the humble people. And Saint Pulcheria, this great princess and empress, should be example to you as well, children. So if you have younger siblings who look up to you and who admire you and want to be like you, remember the model she gave to her own younger siblings. Always instruct them to love their faith. Always instruct them to love the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Make them feel comfortable and good and in home where the holy sacrifice of the Mass is celebrated. You should all learn to not only to tolerate or go through the day as a Catholic school child, but also to love and take a pleasure that you are privileged ones to see and go to Holy Mass every single day. If St. Pulcheria saw it so important as a ruler of the great empire, surely you get enormous amount of blessings for your lives as a school child and as a good and obedient child of your parents. And when you think what kind of work you will do when you grow up, remember that you can only do good work and have a good job if you remain strong in your Catholic faith. When you sacrifice your whole life and everything you do and work for to promote your own salvation and those of your family and friends, then whatever you end up doing, that becomes a great, a good and important job in God's glory, just like it was St. Pulcheria's ruling of the big empire. And when you learn to love the place where Holy Mass is celebrated, God gives you blessings which go through the whole of your career, the whole of your work, the whole of your home life. Your home really should be an empire where Christ the King rules and where Mary is the Queen Mother. And like this little, if this little girl could rule a giant empire because she loved the Church of Christ, certainly you, by remaining faithful and obedient and humble little children of God throughout your whole life, you will learn how to rule your own life according to the good standards, morals of God. After all, we all want to get to heaven, and if we stay good, obedient, and faithful in these little things, God gives us enormous and giant reward to us in heaven. Saint Pulcheria, Empress, pray for us. God bless you.